The story of David and Goliath is we've told that story many times. You don't really need to retell it. David said, "Don't let anyone lose courage. The Lord who rescued me from the power of lions and bears will rescue me from this Philistine." Now, could you imagine having enough faith to say, "Okay, you sure about this, David?" "Yeah, I'm sure." "Okay, well, go. Let me. All I need is my slingshot and 5 good stones." And he only used one of them. He only used one. When he went into battle, there's Goliath screaming and hollering and saying, "Hey, you know, can't believe you're bringing this run of a person over to me," and threw that rock and caught him right in the middle of the forehead and sunk the rock in his forehead, killed him, cut his head off. And that's the story of how David became king. I believe most of the battles are won before we ever get on the battlefield. If we don't have faith in ourselves, and that faith doesn't come from ourselves, the faith comes from God Almighty that gives us the strength to move on, we have no chance at all. I feel that we have a battle inside of each and every one of us. And I'm talking, I guarantee you, I talk to myself probably more than anyone else. I have fear. If fear creeps up inside of each and every one of us, you can't help it. Fear is part of our human nature, to be fearful. But you can't live in fear. You have to overcome that fear with faith. And the only way you can have faith is you got to read, you got to pray, you got to be confident in yourself, and you got to be willing to make it happen. You got to be willing to do what David did. You got to practice the faith. You got to use that faith and that faith becomes so strong inside of you that fear can't reside in you. David was full of power because he had faith. And he practiced that faith until he was confident without a shadow of a doubt that this idiot giant was no match for him. We need to stand up and be firm. We need to stand up and be confident in what we do. So I believe the battle is won in our minds first, well before any blood is ever shed. And that battle is the battle between fear and faith. Let fear drive you and you're defeated. Bring faith in and continue to build on faith. And how you build on faith is pray and continue to ask God to give us a sign. Give me a sign of what you want me to do next. What you want me to do next with my life. He'll come in and he'll answer your prayers. And he did answer David's prayers, and he answered the disciples' prayers when they saw that Jesus was gone, and they said, "Wow, what are we going to do now?" And the power of Pentecost came, and they spoke as if they had never spoken before, because they were full of faith. Live by faith, and not by sight. Let us pray.